When UVA President Teresa Sullivan was reinstated last summer, she and Rector Helen Dragas assured the public they could work together. But it appears the two are feuding over long-term goals for the university and its medical center, and the role that a governing board should play in day-to-day operations. The trouble apparently began when President Sullivan sent a list of her goals for the academic year to the Board of Visitors Evaluation Committee, which includes Dragas. 2 months later, the rector sent a revised list, about 6 pages in length, containing 65 goals. Sullivan then sent an email to the entire board, noting that Dragas had given her less than a week to respond before the goals would become permanent, that 22 of the items had never been mentioned before, and that one goal required her to do something she's not legally authorized to do. Missing from the list, she added, was her own top priority, raises for UVA's faculty. Sullivan advised Dragas that board oversight is ideally at a strategic or policy level and that many of the 65 items on her list were operational. This week, the faculty weighed in.
We felt that the conduct that was reported in this article was really inconsistent with the kinds of cooperation and reconciliation that we had hoped would happen after the reinstatement of President Sullivan.
George Cohen, chairman of the faculty senate, said members voted unanimously to issue a statement condemning the rector's behavior. Based on what they'd read in the Post, professors said Dragas had, quote, not yet learned the governance lessons from last summer's crisis, end quote.
We think that the conduct as it was reported is not acceptable conduct, and it needs to stop.
The same statement praised the board for approving a more reasonable set of goals at its last meeting and concludes, we're eager to continue working with the board in mutual commitment to the university's excellence.
We've been making, we think, good progress with the board. The board did approve at its meeting last week the president's proposal on faculty salaries.
Dragas has since replied, saying it is unfortunate and disappointing to see the faculty senate react to a newspaper article that may not fully convey the substance or context of the situation. She declined to provide specifics, claiming this was a confidential personnel matter. The Board of Visitors meets again in May. I'm Sandy Houseman.